Welcome back to the Wise Mindset Guy podcast. I'm your host, Nat Palestino, and I thank you once again for tuning into my show. Today, we'll be decluttering our minds and focusing more on the idea of minimalism. Now, some people have not heard of this kind of term, minimalism, but so I'm going to get into it. And people who have heard of this, they may think, oh, we're really going to start talking about this kind of stuff. I don't want to hear this, but hear me out, guys. It's just really, really great idea, and let's get right into it. So, I mean, do we really need expensive things in life? Go on like lavish vacations, or even pursue extravagant pleasures to be happy? If you feel this way, and it works for you, then hey, all the power to you, no judgment. However, these sort of goals may not lead to full satisfaction in the long run. You know, these external pursuits may lead to us just wanting more in a never-ending cycle of exhausting our energy doing so, right? There has been a wave of the minimalist lifestyle. Kind of hard to say, but yes. This kind of idea style is increasing in popularity, where many people get rid of unnecessary clutter and junk in their lives. So how do we develop this minimalist mindset, right? The minimalist view can be, you know, functional in taking care of our overall well-being. It is possible to be wealthy without breaking the bank. It all comes down to mindset and how we put this idea into perspective. Many people really focus on accumulating material things in abundance to the point that they are so afraid of losing it all. This fear, you know, creates, you know, more stress for us, being unkind and untrusting to others, and the feeling of being isolated from the rest of the world and society. You know, spending hours a week working at our jobs just to accumulate more wealth in order to buy more shiny toys, we tend to like really neglect the time spent more adequately. This precious time that we always want could be better spent with our living partners, our families, our friends. So what sounds better? Working to the point of exhaustion doesn't sound very appealing to me. I'm not saying working is not important. I don't want you guys to think this way. It can give us a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. However, the standard, you know, 9-to-5 job is not really cutting it nowadays. Think, everyone, more simple. Do not get me wrong. The idea of the minimalist lifestyle is no easy task. I am trying every day and still get faced with challenges working towards this. The majority of the world, you know, kind of tends to look down on others who lack money and social rank. It becomes very easy for most of us to get in the habit of putting all our energy in achieving these materialistic goals. This path persuades us to focus more on ourselves and less about serving others. Cherishing the idea of giving to others can help us deflect away from the concept of just what's in it for me. By thinking more simple, we can stop feeding our expensive appetites for this material culture. You know, being out, like, you know, we can try by, you know, being out in nature, eating a simple, well-cooked whole meal, which I do on a regular basis, or just spending quality time with our loved ones. You know, this idea can be less pricey, less painful. And it's a path better chosen. Navigating toward more passive pleasures, like the ones I mentioned before, could be the answer. Getting ourselves, you know, hooked on expensive pleasures comes with high price tags, when really these pleasures can be more cheaper, more frugal, if you want to call it that way. Think of the concept that a rich person is not one who has the most, but one who is satisfied with what they already have. If you are a person who is full of desires to be fulfilled, then you always will feel poor. And since it's never enough, being content with what you already have is the real rich. The highest contentment can be passive pleasures, which require no pain or discomfort to achieve instead of working all of these extensive hours. Passive enjoyment, like you can call it like reading, learning new skills, nature walks, or just playing with our kids, this requires very little effort and a benefit at a low cost. Such pleasures are easy to come by and are easily available. All you have to do is go outside. This makes a great source of enjoyment, which is far easier than just wishing for more stuff in this never-ending material culture. The art of minimalism is not an easy task to achieve. We are bombarded with seeing ads on a regular basis through social media enticing us just to buy more. Those material things that we want, especially when it is purchased impulsively, gives us that what's called a dopamine rush. Now, what is dopamine rush? It's basically like that real height of feeling when you get when you buy something, or height of enjoyment, right? Now, what does dopamine want though, after it's been enticed? Well, it wants more dopamine. We start to lose interest very quickly with our impulse buys. And so we end up just buying more to feed our satisfaction. All our shiny toys become like status symbols, which we try to create envy from others so that we are looked upon with the hope of respect and admiration. We always want to have applause. These like status symbols, unfortunately, do not nourish our souls. They just corrupt it. By decluttering our space full of stuff that we don't really need, we can actually have more tidiness in our minds and eventually bring us inner joy and peace. Less stress from accumulating equals a mind that is more free. The same concept works in different aspects like friendship. We know we tend to focus on having lots of friends or followers on social media just to feel like we are higher on the social rank. When you really think about it, most of those friends or followers don't really care about or truly love you. If you think more minimalist, then we can declutter to just a handful of friends. Those few close friends are the ones that really share your views and always have your back. By sitting and reflecting on decluttering our minds, we can start to have mindfulness, more awareness, of course, of how we go about our daily lives. The passive pleasures start to take root and less desire towards external wants and needs. Clearing the mind gives us a better outlook of more important things, which we sometimes take for granted. By gravitating towards the minimalist concept, all those external pleasures which do not really serve us become a distant part of the past. That's all for today's episode of the Wise Mindset Guy podcast. If you like this episode, then please do me a favor and share it with a friend or family member, as it will help grow this podcast to a larger audience. And please subscribe. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nat Plastino signing off. Until next time, take care of yourself. We'll be right back.